The Education Minister, Chad Blackman, responds to critics of pending measure to give parents breakdown of education cost. A question posed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. How many patients have died while in the accident and emergency department? And BARP warns seniors to stay vigilant as holiday crime risks are on the rise. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details ahead. Less about the dollars and more about the value. Education in Barbados will remain free. That assurance today from Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, as he defended government's upcoming plan to issue parents a breakdown of the cost of educating each child. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tax, Minister Blackman stressed that the initiative isn't about highlighting the price tag, but about prompting a wider national conversation on the importance and value of education.
Sometimes you see students having different modes of deviant behavior, not taking the education seriously. And we felt it necessary that people must now understand that if you're going to build your country going forward, you must place significant premium and understanding into education. And I don't want to make it very clear, because I heard some discussions where persons were saying, man, you know, they're looking to cause you to pay it. No, let me state categorically, education will continue to be free at the point of delivery in Barbados. I want to make it very, very clear. Again, for the avoidance of doubt, that education will continue to be free at the point of delivery in Barbados.
Minister Blackman also said government would continue to be relentless in their pursuit of decolonizing the education system and revealed that other education ministers across the region commended the initiative.
This conversation, you talk about backlash, but I've also received a number of positive comments, not just in social media, a number of persons, educators and colleagues from around the region, when they saw the announcement yesterday and day before, actually said this is something that we really would like to consider to do in our country, because governments across the region are also spending significant sums in investment in education. But there is a psyche. Oftentimes you take things for granted. When you receive things for free, you oftentimes don't appreciate its value. And the purpose of it is to give every household a breakdown as to what is being spent throughout the years, but of course in a snapshot now. And at the end, every household, every parent will see cost to you zero Barbados dollars.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is being called on to reveal statistics of how many Barbadians have died in the accident and emergency department while awaiting treatment. The call has come from Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. Peter, Jason Phillips, while speaking on the party's online program, DLP TV, last night.
The government must tell us for the last year, the last 12 months, how many people died in the accident and emergency while waiting on a doctor. Come with some statistics. Stop pretending that everything is okay.
Mr. Phillips further charged that wait times were increasing and called for urgent action by government to remedy the situation.
Why should a Barbadian who pays taxes have to wait a number of days or go overseas or pay for healthcare where we already pay for it through our taxes? It is unfair, it is unconscionable, it is unkind. This Barbados Labour Party government is not doing enough. How much time must we wait in the accident and emergency before we can see a doctor? Is it fair to say 3 hours? Is it fair to say 6 hours? Is it fair to say a few days?
Democratic Labour Party St. Peter candidate Jason Phillips, and you're listening to the Lunchtime Edition. The UWI Cave Hill campus and the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness have joined forces in a 3-year agreement aimed at strengthening the country's response to homelessness. The MOU signed yesterday will support data collection, research, and student volunteering under the university's Give Back program. BAEH President Kimar Safri says the lack of solid data has long hindered policy development, and the partnership aims to use research to identify issues before they escalate.
The focus to get persons off the street with the MOU would always be front and center for the organization, but it also drives policy. And as I said, not only here in Barbados, but across the Caribbean. And it would put a lot of countries in place to in a better position to be able to understand homelessness. And so it will assist in that regard. We are seeing where that partnership with the government and the partnership with the other alliances have seen a significant reduction in homelessness, and we're able then to address homelessness front and center before we get the chronic to the chronic level of homelessness, such as, you know, the Ninja Man and the Ahmed.
Mr. Safri also revealed efforts at a regional push with his organization in partnership with similar Caribbean organizations.
We think that we can also, through the university, give these information to policymakers in this country to help us expand our reach, because one of our goals as an organization is to have a regional approach to homelessness, a global alliance to ending homelessness, with a regional push in the various Caribbean countries. So we are thankful for this partnership.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, is warning seniors to be on high alert this Christmas as reports of theft, scams, and opportunistic crime typically increase during the holiday period. BARP President Marilyn Rice-Bowen is appealing to older Barbadians to take extra precautions around the home and as they go about their business this month. Barbados's manufacturing landscape may see changes following a major global move in the textile industry. Gildan Activewear, an important player in Barbados's production network, has officially completed its acquisition of Hanes Brands, creating one of the world's largest apparel companies. Local industry observers say the merger could bring increased demand and potential investment to Barbados, though any large consolidation also raises the possibility of restructuring within regional operations. Gildan says the deal, valued at some $200 million, doubles its scale and brings together major brands under its vertically integrated, low-cost global platform. While headquarters remain in Montreal, the company maintains that its strong labor and environmental standards will continue to guide operations across the Caribbean, including Barbados. Jamaica is receiving critical medical support as it recovers from Hurricane Melissa. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that China's hospital ship, the Silk Road Ark, is now docked in Montego Bay, staffed with over 100 medical professionals and equipped with advanced technology. The vessel is providing outpatient care and elective surgeries to nearly 600 patients daily. Holness also reported that the government is working to restore businesses and livelihoods, with over 500 businesses assessed, generators installed in key shops, and a voucher system being developed to support vulnerable families. Our top stories. The Education Minister, Chad Blackman, responds to critics of pending measure to give parents breakdown of education cost. A question posed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by the Democratic Labour Party. How many patients have died while in the accident and emergency department while awaiting treatment? And Barbados Association of Retired Persons warns seniors to stay vigilant as holiday crime risks are on the rise. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.